inclined my heart to thine with thy name. Psalm 86, 11. Psalm 91, 11. For he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. Psalm 91, 11. Proverbs 24, 3. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Proverbs 24, 3. Psalm 86, 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to be occupied with thy name. Psalm 86, 11. Ephesians 4, 23. Would you open your Bibles, please, to that passage of Scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. You'll see this verse on the screen before you, and you will see it on the back of today's bulletin. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Magnificent blessing for the believer is to grow in grace and knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. God has given us a way by which we can advance spiritually. First of all, we have to be in harmony and fellowship with Him. And then we have to be desirous and hungry for the mind of Jesus Christ, the thinking of our Savior. And we're to receive the impartation and dissemination of God's Word on a consistent basis. In fact, the best thing we can do is to receive the impartation of God's Word every single day. To be able to see from a divine viewpoint, from a divine vantage point, rather than from a horizontal viewpoint, we have to see as the Lord Jesus Christ sees. And we're not going to see as He sees if we do not see from a biblical standpoint. So that's the reason why we spend a few moments in prayer, to be sure we're in fellowship with our Lord, and then we open our hearts and minds to His wonderful Word. May we pray together, please. Father, we're here again today because we appreciate so very much the fact that we are Your children. We have the assurance that one day we're going to breathe our last breath on this earth. And when that takes place, we will be absent from this body and we'll be at home with our Lord. Not because we deserve this gift, but because we've accepted that great gift that God has given us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that the Scripture says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have eternal life." And so we're thankful today for that eternal life, realizing that life goes on and on and on after we breathe our last breath on this earth. So help us to appreciate the fact of what You've done, what You're doing, and what You will do. May we have open minds and open hearts to these magnificent verses of Scripture. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. On the screen and on the back of your bulletin, you see Ephesians 4, 23. This verse says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We're going to spend a few moments in exegetical study on this verse. Then we'll begin to draw some conclusions as we look back at Ephesians 4, 14 and following. If you'll notice, the first word that is listed here on the screen is "and," which is a conjunction. And then we have "to be renewed." That is the verb that is presented here. What is interesting to me is to be able to see how this word is used in the original text. It is, as you can see, A-N-A, and then N-E-O-O. N-E-O-O is the word neo from the Greek base root word neos, N-E-O-S, which is an emphasis upon the mind. And this is an emphasis here upon, with a prefix at the beginning there, ana, which means the renewal of the mind. I'm sure that you're able to see that under that, in parentheses, you see P, P and then I N F. Let's spend a few moments on that. The first P stands for present tense, which means continuous action. The second P there stands for passive voice, which means the subject receives the action of the verb. And then the INF is an emphasis, which is an infinitive, which means wish or desire. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Ephesian believers, has emphasized the fact that there needs to be the putting away of the control of the old sinful nature, and then there needs to be a renewal of the mind. We've emphasized time and time again that when we receive the Word of God, it comes into our nous, a mind, and then we make application of it, utilize it. It moves into an area where we are able to function properly from it in the what is known as the cardia, or the mentality of the soul. What I see in this verse, in this particular verb, is an emphasis upon wish or desire and be renewed in the spirit of the mind. It's a great thing for you and for me to have a desire, a hunger, a desire to have the thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are aware of the fact that the passive voice here says that we receive the mind of Jesus Christ. We receive the mind of Jesus Christ as the Word of God is proclaimed, and we're in fellowship with our Lord, which means that we have come to a point in life where we can function within the grace system of comprehension. The grace system of comprehension simply means that it is a system of grace. It's a system. It's the ability to comprehend. That's easy to understand, isn't it? The grace system of comprehension. In other words, if you have and I have the ability to receive the mind, the thinking of Jesus Christ, it's not because of us. It's because of the fact that we've chosen to put ourselves in position to listen attentively to what the Spirit of God and the Word of God has to say. God has given us a system by which we can learn. We must be in fellowship. We must be perceptive, which means we have a hunger. And that's where the Greek word epithumia is used in a positive way instead of a negative way. And the word can be translated lust there, but the lust, as we've already emphasized in the previous session, is used in the Scripture from the standpoint of desiring what's right and also desiring what is wrong. So the verses that we gave you in the previous session, three major verses that have to do with a desire to know the right thing and do the right thing. The Apostle Paul says, I have a desire to leave this life, which is the word epithumia, lust, and not in an improper fashion at all. The comprehending system simply means that God has made it possible for you and me to be in this auditorium, to be in fellowship and be perceptive to His Word. And while the Word is being proclaimed, your mind is able to receive, comprehend truth that will be practical, applicable, applicable information. Which simply means that the things you learn here, you can take into the world and apply those to the difficulties, the burdens, the perplexities, the successes of life, and find yourself triumphant and victorious as God would want you to be. That's the reason why this is an infinitive. The infinitive is an emphasis upon wish, purpose, and desire. It is God's plan that you and I be renewed in the spirit of the mind. Perhaps some of you are looking at this and you're seeing the P, P, I, N, F, and then the Greek word ananeo, N-E-O-O, naoo. Ana, as I've already said, means repetition, repeating the emphasis of receiving the truth of God into the mind. The soul's great need is Bible study on a daily basis. We've already analyzed the first points here. The soul is always in a state of negative atmospheric pressure. That simply means that every day that you and I live, we're confronted with a lot of satanic thinking. It comes to us in many different ways. It comes to us by way of conversation with other individuals. It comes to us by way of the television, the newspaper, the magazines. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we're continually faced with atmospheric negative pressure. The soul is always in a state of negative atmospheric pressure. The second thing that you see on the screen is the inner part of the soul has a process that is constantly taking in information and storing that information. In other words, what we've said over and over again, that you and I have the responsibility of taking in the proper things and utilizing those proper things and letting those proper things be what we need in life. What I've done is analyze this more carefully. And when I did this, I put down each day, we must choose to take in the Word of God, which is W-O-G, Word of God, and Mind of Christ, M-O-C, which is perceptive volition. Or on the other hand, to allow the intake of information from the world, negative volition. In other words, we have the responsibility of either receiving God's Word on the one hand, consistently and faithfully, or receiving satanic thinking on the other hand. If we take in God's Word, we will advance in our Christian lives, and we must take in the truth, the Word of God, the mind of Christ, every single day. So that's number two that you see on the screen. The inner part of the soul has a process that is constantly taking information received and storing it for future use. The next thing that we put on the screen is numbers 3 and 4. In the service this morning, the early service, we looked at number 3. There's always the interaction with the old sinful nature. And we try to analyze that so that you can see that we're constantly faced with a desire either to allow Jesus Christ to be the king of our life, the ruler of our lives, or either the sinful nature. And now we come to number 4. If one chooses to utilize spiritual fuel, but there's none there, that person will go into what we call a panic mode. And in a panic mode, the person will be searching frantically for answers. This is one of the most important things that I can say to you today. And that is, God desires that you and I advance spiritually. That means that we take into our innermost being spiritual fuel. If we have spiritual fuel in our souls, if a temptation comes, we can reflect back into the innermost part and pull out from the innermost part of the soul scriptures, biblical subjects, the Word of God, the mind of Christ, and face that particular temptation. If death comes to us, and oftentimes over these years I've faced individuals who have had close loved ones to pass away, I'm not saying for one moment that a person should not cry when a loved one passes away. That would be inhuman. At the same time, I have observed over the years, many years, people's attitudes in relationship to the subject of the loved one's death. It's always amazing to me to be able to see how people can utilize the Word of God when they face the sorrow of a loved one passing away. It's amazing to me to be able to see the strength, the stamina, what a person has inside. Just as I stood this last few days by the side of a casket of a mother, and the son got up and I asked him if he wanted to say a few words, and he did. And the first thing that he said, and I related this to you the other day, he said, "Our family is okay. We're all okay with this." Meant the passing of this loved one. We're all okay with this because we understand that the Bible teaches that she is absent from the body and at home with the Lord. What a wonderful thing. That had been said time and time again. He had heard that many times. And here he is standing by the side of the casket that contains not his mother, but the body of his mother. And he's saying, "We're okay with this. Because we know that our mother is not in that body. She's absent from us and at home with the Lord." How fantastic that is. If one chooses to utilize spiritual fuel, but there's none in the innermost part of the being, that person will begin to punch at panic buttons. And they'll search actually frantically for something to satisfy, to answer. And they'll not find what they need. My responsibility is to give you God's Word, verse by verse and chapter by chapter, book by book, so that when you're out there facing the temptations, the death, the trying experiences of life, you'll be able to reach within and receive that which has been planted there in past days, past weeks, past months, past years, and utilize that truth to face this perplexity of life. Oh, let me go back to this passage. You just have to go with me to it. It's so fantastic. Ephesians chapter 4. We're no longer to be like children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, the trickery of men by craftiness and deceitful scheming. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Did you see it? It would be wonderful for me to put this on the screen in the Greek and let you look at it, but let's go on. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, we're to grow up in all aspects unto Him, into Him, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies. I guess I could say, have you been to the joint lately? Did you see this? It talks about the joint supplies. That's something that all of us need. All right. Don't get that carried too far, folks. We're in a spiritual realm now, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. But this, look at verse 17. This I say therefore, and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walked, in the futility. Futility there is the Greek word mataotes, emptiness of the mind. What is this saying? It is saying, folks, grow up. Grow up. Don't be a baby. Don't look at things from a baby's standpoint. If you advance spiritually, you will get to a youth standpoint one of these days. You may even get to an adolescent, beyond the adolescent stage to the youth, and then beyond that to an adult, and beyond that to an advanced believer. But wherever you are in your Christian advance, I'm here to tell you that you'll still have an old sinful nature and you'll be confronted on a daily basis with the old sinful nature wanting to be the king, the ruler, the leader of your life. This is that you no longer walk as the Gentiles, the unbelievers, in the futility of the mind. Let's go on to verse 18. Being darkened in their understanding. Oh, I'm tempted to just go into the details of the various verbs here. Being darkened in the... I'll just sing a little bit if we have some music. Mike, is that the first verse we're singing? Being darkened, verse 18, in the understanding, excluded from the life of God. Look, if you will, please, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness. The Greek word hardness there is porosis, P-O-R-O-S-I-S, porosis of their hearts. Verse 19 of Ephesians chapter 4, and they, having become callous. I put in my notes right here that the word callous means the loss of sensitivity. I'm not going on that. Having given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity and greediness, lust for more. Verse 20, but you did not learn Christ in this way. If indeed you've heard Him and have been taught in Him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference, verse 22, to your former manner of life, that you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust, the epithymia of deceit. That takes us again to our verse 23, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. On Wednesday night, I'm encouraging you to be here. We're going to look at verse 24 of Ephesians 4. And we're going to be looking at these points that you see now on the screen. Over time, the consistent intake of the Word of God into the soul will remove evil and scars of the soul. That's such a major point to give. Over time, the consistent intake of the Word of God will remove evil and scars of the soul. You have this morning been handed this picture. And I'm sure that you've been able to look at it. And you've been able to see that the emphasis here in this picture that you have in hand there is the physical life on earth in time. The soul is always in a state of vacuum or negative atmospheric pressure. You see on the left-hand side, satanic thinking, chaos, C-H-A-O-S, and the world system. Look down the left-hand side of that page. Look down the right-hand side, you'll see W-O-G, Word of God, M-O-C, Mind of Christ, and at the bottom, S-F, Spiritual Fuel. Please notice at the top you will see the old sinful nature and the fact that there has to be a decision made of daily volitional perception. What does that mean? That simply means that you and I have the responsibility of deciding on a daily basis to take in the Word of God, knowing that when the Word of God is in our souls, the more of God's truth and the more of the mind of Christ we have, the greater will be the ability for the old bulldozer of God's grace to scrape away satanic thinking. You've accumulated, I've accumulated, over a period of years, a lot of thinking that has not been comparable to the Word of God. We've heard a lot of things from a lot of people, and some of those things have been good and right and true and biblical. We've also heard things that have not been true and right and biblical. And some of those things are still embedded in our souls. And what you and I need to do is to allow the Spirit of God and the Word of God with the bulldozer of God's grace to begin to scrape off a little bit at a time of those concepts and ideas and thoughts that are satanic and evil. So you see, there has to be daily volitional perception. There has to be, if you'll notice to the right, the grace system of comprehension, which we've talked about many, many times, and faith. Why do we put the word faith there? It's because once we are utilizing the grace system of comprehension, by faith, we begin to accept and utilize and apply those things which we have learned and are learning. Faith is the ability to mix It's fantastic to see things being mixed. Now, I don't know whether I need to tell you this, but right now I'm in the process of trying to lose a few pounds. I don't like to see a preacher have a pulpit pusher. You know what I mean by pulpit pusher? Well, let's go on about that. And so when I get to a certain point, I tell my sweet companion of 59 years almost, honey, I need to lose a few pounds. And you know what she'll do? She'll get out the mixer. And she'll start putting all kinds of good things in that mixer. Pineapple, strawberries, apples, I don't know what all. And then I hear that thing running. Shakes the whole house. You know what's happening? Esther, I'm celebrating your birthday today by telling you this. Okay, so anyway, that thing just grinds it up and she makes me a smoothie. Y'all love smoothies? Faith is the mixing of what you've had coming in by means of the grace system of comprehension. All these biblical doctrines, these biblical subjects, all of these verses you memorized, you're mixing them. You're mixing them. And oh, does it make a magnificent spiritual smoothie. Oh, I love my illustration. Daily volitional perception. When that goes down into the cylinder that we have listed there, you can look at it. Spiritual fuel. And that spiritual fuel can come up and go over and be the removal process. The removal process of taking away satanic thinking. It doesn't happen overnight. If you'll notice, it says, over time, the consistent intake of the Word of God into the soul will remove evil scars in the soul. Please look at the bottom of this page. We're going to deal with this again as we come on Wednesday night, but I want you to see it. Old sin for nature, drop down. Utilization of truth, moment by moment. If you'll notice, please, that the old sinful nature has to be the recipient of change. And the recipient of change comes as a result of the utilization of truth, moment by moment. And moment by moment utilization of truth determines what we do in this world. In other words, the way we conduct ourselves, the attitude that we have, we need to all advance and grow up and not be babies. Because the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Corinthians, said the thing that's so sad about you Corinthians is that when you should be eating spiritual steaks, you're still participating with a baby bottle. And the word that is used there is napios, which is the Greek word for a nursing baby. Now, I want you to know that I love the little babies and the little ones. And it's wonderful for a baby to be a baby. But it's not good for a baby not to grow up. It's sad for a baby be 10, 12, 15, 20 and still be a little baby. Napios means a nursing baby. I'm applying this primarily now to spiritual babies. It's okay for a person to be just born into God's kingdom. Just having accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Just having believed in God working the miracle of transformation, regeneration. That's wonderful. But oh, I'm afraid that there are many people who have been believers for 10, 20, 30, 40 years and they're still little nursing babies. What I'm saying to all of you and to myself, grow up. Grow up. Don't be looking at things from a human vantage point. Don't be seeing things from a human perspective, a horizontal perspective. Find yourself seeing things from a divine perspective. And you'll discover that you'll be a lot happier. Your life will be a life that's not only a blessing to yourself, but to others. Utilization of truth, moment by moment. If a person is receiving satanic truth, satanic emphasis, then it will be satanic action. If a person is receiving God's word, it'll be Christian action. So, number five, over time, the consistent intake of the word of God into the soul will remove evil and scars. And then, number six, and we'll come back to where we're supposed to be now, but on Wednesday night, we'll look at number six also. Whatever is in the soul will be expelled into the world. Now, this is very powerful. Whatever you have, whatever I have in my soul will be expelled to the world. Now, please, let's get back to where we're supposed to be on number four. If one chooses to utilize spiritual fuel, but none is there, that person is going to do something. They're going to begin to punch panic buttons. What is God's plan? God's plan is for the believer to build what we call the spiritual house of the soul. Now, I'm saying this not only for those of you who've been here for 35 or 40 years or more, but for those of you who are new, I want you to see this. God has a plan for us to build a spiritual house of the soul. Now, I'm going to move this up some so that you won't have it in the shadows. We've been trying to analyze our lights around here, and we've discovered that putting these bright lights in above me gives us a little shadow, but if I do this upright, you can see it. Okay. The lights are off now. Can you see that? Fine. Let's just go through this for these last moments. If you'll get the book by John on Believer's Toolbox, you'll get a lot of this information. This is not new to most of you, but this is so fantastic. I've just bought some property, and I'm going to build a house. And we went to Lowe's and we bought some shingles. And Joyce and I are going to drive by this property we bought tomorrow. And we're going to throw some shingles out there on that vacant plot of land. And hoping by Friday, when we come back by, that we'll see a completed house. Do you think I've lost my mind? You think I've lost my mind? Yes. Now let me tell you something. All my marbles are not cracked. Maybe a few of them are. The older I get, the more cracked marbles there will be, perhaps. But it's okay. I want you to know I just told you a story. It's really a lie. I don't believe that. I didn't buy any property. And I don't believe that if I threw shingles out there tomorrow, that Friday we'd have a completed house. Neither do I believe that about you or me in relationship to the building of the spiritual house. What thrills me is people like you who over these many, many years have been faithful, consistent in receiving verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, the Word of God, subject by subject. Oh, I know you've been here times when you've said in your mind and in your thinking, I don't care for that subject. That's okay. You've come here, there have been times when you said, I don't think that verse applies to me at all. I understand that. But let me tell you something. God's Word is God's Word. And every verse is important. It may not be your cup of tea. But that's okay with me, because not every verse is my cup of tea. But I'm telling you, my responsibility is to give you something besides tea sometimes. You see what I'm saying? In other words, God's plan is for us to receive consistently and faithfully the communication of God's Word. If we don't have it, we're going to face this problem, that problem, and we're not going to have what we need. So if you don't understand what is being said, if you don't agree with what is being said, don't fuss. Don't punch panic buttons. Take the information, accept it by faith, and put it up in a shelf. And just simply say, I really don't believe that. I'm not sure he believes that. But I'm going to put it up here, and I'm going to wait. And I promise you, I've had people tell me, come up to the service, and after the service, I wish you'd have preached on that many years ago. And I would think, I have. I did. Where were you? Either you were not here, or either you were here and not here. It's possible for you to be here and not here. You see what I mean? You can be here physically and not here mentally. Oh, you look good. You dress up okay. You probably smell pretty good. But anyway, you're just sitting there like a bump on a log, and you're saying, boy, it won't be long. We'll be gone. And that preacher will be through, and I'll be out eating good food. And you don't get anything. You see what I'm saying? You're here, but you're not here. And they say to me, I wish you'd preached on that years ago. Boy, that would have changed my life. And old sweet me says, nothing. Oh, sweet me. I could have said, you should have been here. Where were you? Was that the Sunday you weren't here? Get the information and put it up in the shelf. And you know what's going to happen? One of these days, you're going to be sitting here listening to the communication of God's Word. It may not even be what is being presented at that time, but the Holy Spirit will take some information and get the flashlight or the spotlight and start shining into that particular area. And you say, wow, I can see now what he said 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. I see it now. I see it now. And God wants us to see it. But look at this. Is it on the screen? Yeah. There has to be a beginning. The beginning is salvation. The second emphasis, and we have Greek words up here, will not emphasize that, the filling of the Holy Spirit. Well, have you folks seen this lately? Can you see that? That's what we call the divine love sphere, the interlocking systems of love, the divine power sphere. Whatever words you want to use, okay with me. In other words, this is a system whereby we get into this system and we can live a happy, fruitful, blessed life. So we have to understand the filling of the Holy Spirit. We have to understand how to have a relaxed mental attitude. Some of you folks still don't have a relaxed mental attitude. You're getting there. You're moving along toward it, but some of you still don't have a relaxed mental attitude. Whatever situation is going on, have a relaxed mental attitude. Humility, enforced, organizational, genuine. Get the book, Believer's Toolbox. You'll get some of this information. Perception and application of God's Word. Personal love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Impersonal and personal love for companion. Love in relationship to friends. Advanced in personal love. And then you'll see the Greek word, which is chara, C-H-A-R-A, and that's the word for joy. We'll study that again sometime. Let's look at this very quickly. After the filling of the Spirit, there's epinosis. Epinosis means full knowledge, comprehending knowledge. There's a difference between gnosis, knowledge, and epinosis. So you and I have the responsibility of growing in God's grace and receiving knowledge and then letting it be mixed with faith and move it over and let it become epinosis, full, complete, utilizable knowledge. The next word is pros, humility. The next word is agape, relaxed mental attitude. The next word is philos. You'll notice that there are words here for love. And then the next at the top of the peak is the spiritual house. At the very top, happiness, joy, peace, contentment. We're going to review for a few seconds. The soul is always in a state of negative atmospheric pressure. Number two, the inner part of the soul has a process that is constantly taking information received and storing it for future use. Where's number three? If I can't find number three one way, I'll find it another way. There's always the interaction with the old sin nature. And number four, if one chooses to utilize spiritual fuel but none exists, they will go into a panic mode. And five, over time, the consistent intake of the Word of God will remove evil and scars, and whatever's in the soul will be expelled into the world. Would you look at this again? Ephesians 4, 23. And be renewed, oh, how wonderful, renewed in the spirit of your mind. You'll notice that the word mind there is N-O-O-S, which comes from N-O-U-S, noose. Be renewed means that you and I are to be the recipients of this renewal, and we should have infinitive mood, wish, or desire to live as God wants us to live. You've been such wonderful, fantastic listeners, and I appreciate very, very much. The last moments, we bow for a moment of prayer. The people who hear this message by way of the internet, there may be someone who's never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. I'm so happy I can tell you that when God loved, He loved the world. And that means He loved you. And that when Christ died, He died for you. He was buried. He came forth out of the grave, victorious over death, hell, sin, and the grave. He ascended to the Father's right hand. And Jesus Christ, God's Son, will save you right now if you'll trust Him. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. I'd encourage you to do that now. Father, thank you so much for every blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.